I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. China's economic boom is transforming life in the world's largest country. It's also reshaping global politics and the global environment. The coal that fuels the Chinese economy is responsible for an ever larger share of the pollution that's warming up the Earth's atmosphere. China is under pressure to cut its coal emissions. But as the world's Mary Kay Magstead reports in the final part of her series on China and coal, it's facing a delicate balancing act.
Ask a middle-class person in China what it means to be middle-class, and you might get a very familiar answer. College professor Zhong Ling says, in Beijing, you need to have property and a car. And, of course, all the other stuff. Computers, flat-screen TVs, air conditioning all summer, pretty much what a middle-class American might say. That American lifestyle has great appeal. Chinese have seen it on TV and in movies, and an ever-growing number of the country's 1.4 billion people want it too. The problem is, that lifestyle has a huge energy footprint. The average American consumes more than twice as much energy as the average person in China. But it's China, with four times as many people and a much dirtier energy infrastructure, that's now the world's biggest emitter of greenhouse gases. Most of those emissions come from burning coal. That's left many in the United States saying that China urgently needs to cut its emissions to fight climate change. But Xu Yinlong, a professor of climate change at the Chinese Academy of Agricultural Sciences, invokes fundamental American values to turn the argument around.
The Declaration of Independence and also your Constitution said that everyone should be equal.
Xu says, why do Americans think they deserve more emissions per capita than China? Like many in Chinese policy circles, Xu points out that most of the carbon pollution already in the atmosphere was put there by the United States and other Western countries. Jonathan Watts, an environmental correspondent in China for the British newspaper The Guardian, says they've got a point.
In terms of fairness, China should have the space to emit more and more and more. That would be completely equitable, but utterly calamitous. So you have to balance what's fair and what's going to preserve you and us.
Fairness aside, Watts says the Chinese leadership knows that climate change is real and already affecting China, and that carbon emissions from coal are a big part of the problem. They also recognize the severity of local environmental and public health problems from burning so much coal. But the government has committed itself to rapid economic growth and improving the material lives of Chinese people. And the Communist Party's legitimacy is seen to rest on that pledge. So, Watts says, he often hears this defense of coal.
We know coal is bad. Nobody likes coal. But we don't think we have any choice. If we want to keep growing at the speed we've been growing, then we're going to have to keep relying on coal.
That's because the market cost of coal is relatively cheap. So, under current projections, coal use here will continue to grow well into the middle of the century. But all this begs a few questions. Is China's current speed of development necessary? And does the model of growth have to keep favoring heavy industry? Or, with the right political will, could China move more quickly to a less coal-dependent, more environmentally sustainable model of growth? Kang Qing heads the Development and Reform Commission in the city of Baoding. He suggests another possible change. He says, personally, I'm very concerned about climate change. But here's the thing. Climate change has been caused by improving living standards with the technology available. So it's the technology that needs to improve, so we can develop with less environmental impact. Baoding has long been a smoggy industrial city about 90 miles south of Beijing. But pull into town on the high-speed train these days, and you might actually see blue sky. In the last few years, the local government has replaced almost 500 dirty coal-fired boilers with cleaner natural gas. It's also experimenting with energy-efficient buildings, solar pilot projects, and shifting public transportation to natural gas. Baoding is trying to reinvent itself as a low-carbon city. This factory floor tells part of the tale. Yingli Solar is one of the world's biggest photovoltaic companies, and China's first. Co-founder Ma Xue Lu recalls how, as a local official a dozen years back, he got sold on the potential for solar energy to give Bao Ding a new lease on life. Ma says he also pushed to open a renewable energy industrial zone. Now, with obvious satisfaction, he says making solar and wind energy equipment accounts for a quarter of Bao Ding's GDP. The Worldwide Fund for Nature has been helping Bao Ding with its transformation. And since the project started, says Lei Hongpeng of the group's Beijing office, officials from more than a dozen other Chinese cities have asked for assistance in becoming low-carbon cities themselves.
Maybe 5 years ago, more local governments pay attention to steel, auto industry, because all this could create bigger GDP. But recently, they see the future is renewable or low-carbon or clean energy industry.
It's a future the central government wants to encourage. The central government has also started evaluating local officials around the country, not just on how well their local economy performs, but also on how well they protect the environment. That includes minimizing the impacts of coal. The question is not whether to develop, but how. Not whether to reach for a higher living standard, but how to define that standard. The idea of scaling back the middle-class lifestyle to cut emissions and save the environment is something Americans have barely begun to embrace. In China, at least among some people, there's a growing awareness they're going to have to. One is a 45-year-old electronics entrepreneur named Chang Hong, who stops on his way out of an upscale Beijing department store. He says, the American lifestyle is the American dream to us. But if everyone lives in such a way, I don't think the environment can take it. His 17-year-old daughter, Chang Yifan, chimes in.
Chinese people, our history is very long, and Chinese people have been making compromises due to this big population. We have been making it for thousands of years, and I think it's going to continue, and each generation is going to make compromise for the population and finite resources.
Chong thinks many people her age get that and will be willing to make changes and conserve energy if it means breathing cleaner air. And for those who don't get it yet, they will, she says. By the time her generation takes the helm, there won't be another choice. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing.